Look out, gals. Here come the robots. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we do our best to live alcohol-free so we can heal our relationships and our bodies and our minds and our souls. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I have, you guessed it, I've got a snippet for you. Gals, today, this is actually part one of a two-part snippet. I'm going to continue this tomorrow. And I've got a really cool, really amazing topic for you. I am going to talk to you over two snippets, how to use AI in your sobriety journey. AI, what is AI? Artificial intelligence. Now, hold on, hold on. Don't hang up on me. I saw that look on your face. Settle down, gals. Trust me on this. We want to talk about this. It's very important. Actually, some of you are probably pretty excited, but for those of you who are going, what? I don't care about AI, and I don't care about technology, and I don't care about ChatGPT. Just take a deep breath and let's talk this over, okay? I want to preface this two-part conversation by pointing out that we are mature women, and one of the things that I encounter is women, fairly common, women will say things like, oh, well, I'm just not good at technology, or, you know, and it's sort of this preconceived notion because we're a certain age, we're not going to be good at technology. Now, I mean, if you want to choose to not be good at technology, I can't stop you. But I want to remind you that here in Snippetland, I always discourage labels and I discourage limiting beliefs. So when we say, I'm not good at technology, that is a personal limiting belief. That is you labeling yourself as someone who is not going to be able to do technology and thereby limiting your life. Because gals, it's 2025. This is a technological world in which we live. If you can't sit down and learn how to do the basics technologically, you are going to miss out on things in life. You're going to miss out. You really are. And so if you're stumbling around and you're no good at it, watch a couple of YouTube videos and learn how to do Zoom or whatever it is you're no good at. I encourage you, instead of just saying or accepting, I'm just not good at technology, say, you know what? I'm going to figure this shit out because I can figure out anything I want to figure out. This is how we make this the best chapter of our lives. We don't just allow limiting beliefs to limit our lives. And this is not just technology. I'll hear people say, oh, I'm not good with money. That's a decision. Why would we decide to be not good with something, whether it's money, technology, whatever? So I could go on and on about this topic alone for the entire snippet. And I have talked about this in the past. How I really want us to have open minds and open lives so that we're not limiting ourselves. So I'll just leave it there because we have talked about it in the past. I'm sure it'll come up again in the future, the idea of limiting beliefs. So let's talk about AI. I know you're hearing about it out there. It's out there. Artificial intelligence is here and it's here to stay. And it is changing so many things. But frankly, not too concerned about how it's changing other things. I want to talk to you about how you can use it on your sobriety journey. Because there's no point in hiding our heads in the sand and saying, well, I don't know what that is and I don't care what that is. It can be very, very useful to us on our journey. So in this episode, this is part one, I'm going to talk to you about ChatGPT, what it is, how you use it. Very simple. It's very simple. That's another thing that I want to point out. Technology these days is simple. It's made to be user-friendly. It really is. Most things are intuitive. You tap a few buttons, you click a few links, and you get where you need to go. So today I'm going to talk about what ChatGPT is and how you can start using it and playing with it and start getting used to it. And tomorrow I'm specifically going to talk about how you can use it on your sobriety journey, what it's going to be good for, and what to look out for, because there are cautions I want you to have. Okay, ChatGPT. First of all, what is a GPT? What does it stand for? Nobody actually cares, but we may as well know the facts, right? GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. Yeah, I told you don't care. It really doesn't matter. More importantly is the chat part. So ChatGPT is artificial intelligence that you chat with. Gals, in a nutshell, that's all it is. So instead of going to Google and asking Google, where's a nearby restaurant or how do I bake gluten-free cookies, you can put that same question into ChatGPT and it will search the internet. ChatGPT is connected to the internet, right? So you ask it a question, it searches the internet, and it comes back and gives you the answer. So you're probably thinking, well, that sounds like Google to me. The difference is you can refine your search and actually have a conversation with it. So it comes back and it says, oh, here's some gluten-free cookies you might like. And you can say, actually, no, that's got too much sugar. Find me something with less sugar. And so on. That's a very simple example. You could say to ChatGPT, I'm having 16 people for dinner next weekend. 3 of them are vegetarian. 2 are gluten-free. Can you suggest 3 menus for me? And it'll do the work for you. It really will. The use cases for ChatGPT are endless and limitless. So your mind is probably already spinning on the ways you can use it. And I understand, gals, that many of you probably already are. So I'll be very brief on this. I don't want to bore you, but I do want to make sure we're all on the same page. So now you can probably imagine what would happen if you put into ChatGPT, I'm a 54-year-old woman struggling with alcohol. What are my options? Right? You can put that in there and see what comes back and you'll get some amazing responses, but you'll also get some crap and some garbage. And you have to remember you're talking to a machine that's connected to a flawed internet that's full of lies and garbage. Anything can go on the internet. Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true or real, right? And before I go any further, I want to say this, especially because I know who I'm talking to, right? A few of you might be wondering, can ChatGPT become addictive? Well, I'm glad you asked. Is it physically addictive like alcohol or sugar? No. But here's what I want you to remember. It can become a soothing pattern. It is a dopamine hit. And if you're anything like me, and because you're in snippet land, I suspect you are like me, then you already know what happens when something feels soothing in the moment, but actually pulls you further away from yourself. We've done it with wine, maybe sugar, maybe doom scrolling, shopping. The list is long, isn't it? Let's not add ChatGPT to our list of addictions. So here's my take. ChatGPT is a tool. That's all it is. And like any tool, it can be used to help you grow or help you avoid. The difference is in how you use it. If you're using it to ask deep questions, to challenge old thoughts, to talk to your future sober self, you're probably using it with integrity. But if you find yourself chatting with it instead of journaling, or leaning on it instead of reaching out to a real person, then you might want to pause and ask, am I hiding or am I healing? That's the barometer I use, and that's what I want you to take with you. It can be absolutely amazing and also very dangerous. Keeping in mind, too, the fact that you're chatting with it, it can feel like you're talking to a human. And that, my dear, is scary because the last thing I want you to do is to start having a relationship with ChatGPT and letting it coach you into sobriety. Don't laugh. It could happen, okay? Now, here's the thing. ChatGPT in general is just, it's got no real personality. It doesn't understand who you are until you tell it who you are. That's why you would say to it, I'm a 50 plus woman, I'm this, I'm that. And you would give it details on yourself so it can refine its search. You can give it more and more details so it can give you back more and more refined answers. And tomorrow I'm going to talk to you about how you can actually program your own little ChatGPT so that it's exclusively for you. It knows who you are and what you're asking it. And it remembers who you are. so that you can start building a little bot of your own that will help you move through your sobriety journey. Now, I got to be honest with you, I was hesitant to do this, but I'm not the type to put my head in the sand. You can build yourself a little sobriety coach, but can anyone out there see the problem with that? Yeah, I can see you nodding, right? This can be very problematic. There are already instances of people out there losing their minds by having a relationship with a robot. So we want to be really careful. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about tomorrow. So I'm going to end today by telling you how you can start using ChatGPT. If you don't have an account yet, I'd love for you to go today to chatgpt.com, create your free account. It's free. And just play with it a little bit. You can see how once you start using ChatGPT, you'll probably never go back to Google. So look out Google, right? There's probably some trouble in the future for Google. So go in there today, create your free account. And tomorrow, I'm going to go into details about how I would recommend you use it for sobriety. I'm going to go into details about how not to use it for sobriety. And I'm also going to talk to you about how to train your bot so that it gets to know you personally. So today was just, what is it and how do I start my free account? And that's it, gals. It's super simple. I believe that most technology is, and that we should not be limiting ourselves because we weren't born into technology. We're not digital natives, but that doesn't mean we can't benefit by this amazing, amazing era in which we're living. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful to be alive in this era. Because we all remember what it was like when the phone was stuck on the wall. Remember? Right. Okay, gals, welcome to ChatGPT. Before we go, though, I want to remind you that this week, starting this week on Thursday, May the 15th, I am starting a 10-day sobriety challenge. And if you haven't signed up yet, I don't know what you're waiting for, gals. This is an opportunity to spend 10 days with me and other women just like you getting your first or your next 10 days of sobriety. I'm going to be teaching live every single day. The event's going to culminate on the 10th day with a live Zoom class. It's going to be freaking awesome, as I've been saying. So you already know this. So I'm just reminding you that the 10 days in May sobriety challenge starts in 2 days, the 15th of May. That's Thursday. So if you haven't signed up yet, I really, really encourage you to do that. And remember, it only takes 5 to 10 minutes a day of your time. So don't hesitate. I won't be doing another lengthy challenge until later in the summer. So if you haven't signed up yet for the 10 Days in May Sobriety Challenge, get your butt into the show notes, tap the link, register for the challenge, which is just letting me know you're coming so that I can send you all the information you need to get ready so you don't get lost and wonder where is it all happening. I have to have your name and email so that I can lead you through this 10 days and help you get where you want to go. It's time we met, gals. I want to see you there. In the meantime, I'll see you tomorrow for part 2 of how to use ChatGPT, including and particularly on your sobriety journey. Thank you for giving me some of your very precious time. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.